to the ministry of Pastors Clem and Marjorie Esomowe of Triumphant Church International Destiny Ministries, reaching out to thousands all over the world, clothing, feeding, impacting, and restoring lives to their full potential in Christ. You shall be mightily blessed, fired up, and empowered as you listen in Jesus' name. Visit our website at www.triumphant.org.uk. Email us at admin@triumphant.org.uk or write to us at 136 West Green Road, South Tottenham, Haringey, London, N15 5AD or telephone us on 0208-800-6001.
The Lord. I want to talk to us about revelations and dreams. How many of us dream? Is there anyone here that has never dreamt? Every one of us here dreams. And it's an area that a lot of people ask questions. So tonight I want to, you know, kind of within the few minutes that we have, do some kind of teaching that I believe will help us. Amen. So what are dreams? Dreams are the experiences that we have or events and things that we see in our sleep. Sometimes in visions, we're wide awake. Amen. Dreams are biblical. They happened in the Bible. Hallelujah. So it's not just something that started in our time. We saw dreams in the Bible. We saw dreams in the Old Testament. And we also saw dreams in the New Testament. Praise God. Dreams are the means by which God speaks. By which God speaks to his people. I'm sure you know that the Lord speaks to us in so many ways. Sometimes he speaks to us through his word, which is the surest way. Sometimes he speaks to us through visions. Sometimes he speaks to us, some people, by audible voice. Some people he speaks to us through our heart. We just know that God has spoken. Amen. So many ways, but dreams is just one of the ways that the Lord speaks to us. So we would look at a lot of scriptures. I hope you have your Bible. If you don't, you may have to sit by someone who does. Now, let's look at types of dreams. I've written about 10 types of dreams. We will do all of them. We don't have time, but we will do our best. Amen. If I don't finish it, we'll finish it some other time. The first type of dream is the night vision. Can we go to Daniel chapter 2 and we will see an example? Daniel chapter 2, please. Thank you. If you find it before me, can you read? Hallelujah. Amen. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 19. Praise God. Daniel 2:19 says, hallelujah. It says, then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a what? Night vision. So Daniel blessed the God of heaven in a night dream. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord revealed it to him. So there are night visions. And then there are double dreams. Go to Genesis chapter 40 and verse 5. We've talked about night visions. And I'm saying there are double dreams. And I will explain what double dreams are. Genesis chapter 40. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 40 and verse 5. Are we all there? Hallelujah. double dreams. It says in verse 5, then the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, who were confined in the prison, had a dream. Both of them, each man's dream in one night, and each man's dream with its own interpretation. In other words, the scriptures are telling us that you could have an occasion where a husband has a dream, his wife has a similar dream, and they both wake up in the morning and tell each other, I had this dream. And the husband says, I had the same dream, or something similar to it. That is a double dream. Amen. And I'll tell you what every one of them, how you need to react to each and every one of them. When you have double dreams, sometimes it's not someone else that dreams. Sometimes it could be you that dreamed. One dream twice. You don't joke with such a dream. It is a double dream. Most times it will take God for such a thing not to happen. Hallelujah. Amen. It will take real prayers for such a thing not to happen. And when you have double dreams, it's not the type that you just wave. It is the type that you spend time. If it is a negative dream, it is the type that you really spend time and cancel. You fast and you pray. Amen. Until you have that conviction in your spirit that it is canceled. Somebody say amen. We have recurring and repetitive dreams. Dreams that keep recurring. I'm sorry. Dreams that keep recurring. Amen. And dreams that are repetitive. Go to the same Genesis chapter 41 and we would look at verse 5. Repetitive dreams. Genesis 41 and verse 5. Here it's talking about Pharaoh, how Pharaoh had a dream. And in verse 5, it says, he slept and dreamt a second time. And suddenly, seven heads of grain came up on one stalk, plump and good. Is there anyone here that has ever had a dream before? You woke up, went to have your bath or went to ease yourself, went back on your bed, slept, and you had the same dream, or the dream continued. Is there anyone that's had? You don't joke with that kind of dream. Amen. A recurring dream or a repetitive dream. There are symbolic dreams. Let me go through it. Night visions, double dreams. When two people living together probably dream the same dream, or two friends or a church dreams the same dream. Amen. Two people in the same church or two people that know themselves just begin to speak and they find out they've had similar dreams. That is a double dream. Recurring dreams and repetitive dreams. Dreams that keep happening. Amen. Symbolic dreams. Go to Genesis 37. Hallelujah. Genesis 37 and verse 10. I'd like you to open the scriptures, and if you can't get as fast as I'm doing, then maybe you need to write it down and then go back home and search the scriptures. But as much as possible, I'm going to read all the scriptures. Praise the Lord. And verse 10 says, Genesis 37 verse 10 says, and so he told it to his father. Remember the dream that Joseph had? The first dream where he saw stalks and of corn, and then all of them bowing down. The Bible says he told this dream to his brothers. And the brothers in verse 8 says, said, will you reign over us? Are you going to reign over us? They understood the meaning. Immediately he said it, they understood. Once this, he said the stalks prostrated, they understood. So dreams can be symbolic. And you don't want to dream and see things and not take note of what you have dreamt about. So if you dream, you need to ask the Holy Spirit to remind you. If you're one of those that dream and you don't usually remember your dreams, then you need to ask the Holy Spirit to remind you. Amen. Because different symbols mean different things. Praise God. And in verse 9, the Bible says, he dreamt another dream. And he told this to his brothers and said, look, I dream another dream. I've dreamt another dream. And this time the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars have bowed down to me. And he told it to his father and his brothers. And what did his father do? His father did what? Rebuke him and said, what is this dream that you have dreamt? Shall your mother and I and your brothers indeed come to bow down before you? That means his father understood the symbol. When he said the sun and the moon, if the father understood, that's the father and the mom, amen? And the stars were his brothers. He said they all came and then they bowed down to him. So dreams can be symbolic, amen? Now, there are false dreams. Go to Jeremiah 23. There are false dreams as well. As much as you have revelatory dreams, there are also false dreams. Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 32. Jeremiah 23 and verse 32, please. Thank you. Are we there? Are you there? Behold, Jeremiah says, I am against those who prophesy false dreams, says the Lord, and tell them and cause my people to err through their lies and their recklessness. Yet I did not send them or command them. Therefore, they shall not profit these people at all, saith the Lord. Now, as women, because women, we are very emotional. There is a tendency for you as a woman to be easily manipulated, even in church, by people who come, meet you at the car park, meet you at little corners. They want to control your life and they keep giving you dreams and want to rule your life, control your life by their dreams. Beloved, Bible says there are also what? False dreams. And you need to know, amen? Sometime, when we first bought our first house, and we moved in Basildon. A sister came, they came to greet us. We moved into that house. And she just, you're coming to greet me for a new house. And she now began to share a dream. I said, we need to pray about Pastor Clem. We need to pray for Pastor Clem. And I'm like, what is this? I had a dream. What is this dream? Anyway, I won't repeat the dream. But from what I will say, you know what she meant. I told her, my husband will not die. So you need to be careful about dreams. You can't come and be celebrating with me and then sharing that kind of dream. You need to be sensitive, and when people give you false dream, right there and then tell them, no, that dream does not belong to me. It will not come to pass. Somebody say amen. False dreams. Go quickly to Zechariah chapter 10. We're still talking about false dreams. Are you being blessed? Are you glad you came tonight? Zechariah chapter 10 and verse 2. Zechariah 10 and verse 2. Zechariah 10 and verse 2. It says, for the idols speak what? Delusion. The diviners envision lies and they tell false dreams. They comfort in vain. Therefore, the people went their way like sheep. They are in trouble because there is no shepherd. There's a way a shepherd, there are dreams that we have in church and we don't tell anybody. There's a way a shepherd controls his or her revelation over the flock. Amen. And we're not supposed to allow people control us with their dreams. Every day somebody calls you, I had a dream. No. We're not led by dreams. We are led by who? The Spirit of God. Somebody say amen. There are prophetic dreams. Like the dream that Joseph had about the future. That was a prophetic dream. You would know when you have had a prophetic dream. Hello, somebody. When you envisage, when you dream something that is about to happen in the future, you know it, don't you? You just know that this is prophetic. It is speaking about something that may come to pass. Hallelujah. Some of us, now that we have better understanding, will begin to dream about the nation. We'll begin to dream about the church. We'll begin to dream about our family. God telling us things that are going to happen in the future. Even in your future. Some people tell you, I see myself, you know, standing before great audiences, preaching, singing, you know, and doing different things. God is revealing to you the future. So dreams can be prophetic. Amen. Usually for you, and also it could be for others. Amen. Write down Genesis 20 and verse 3. And let's read Matthew chapter 2 and verse 12. That's an example of another prophetic dream. Matthew chapter 2 and verse 12. Hallelujah. Prophetic dreams. A dream that tells you something. Listen to your children when they share dreams. Don't just say, oh, go away. And you're not listening. And they're telling you, mommy, daddy, I had this dream. Praise God. It says in verse 12, then being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. They were warned divinely by a dream. Hallelujah. So God can speak to us about events that are about to take place in the future. He can warn us. Maybe you are about to get married. You know, when we were going to come, when we first, the school where we used to be, when we were going to move, we were so desperate after we left that school. And there was this property somewhere around, Eid Road, N4, that area. You know, there was this property on lease. And we were going to spend about £100,000 a year. But we were so desperate. We wanted anything. We just said we'll take it. And then that night, Pastor had a dream. And in the dream, we were going to sign the contract the next day. And he saw himself in mud, trying to walk. But you know how mud resists you and that ground and all that. We just knew that we were not meant to sign that contract. So there are prophetic dreams. Amen. Hallelujah. Write down Genesis 20, verse 3. Write down Deuteronomy 13, verse 1 to the end. Write Acts chapter 16 and verse 9. Write Acts chapter 18. Verse 9 to 10. Write Matthew 27:19. Prophetic dreams. Let's read Genesis 20 and verse 3 as another example of prophetic dreams. I'm really watching the time. Amen. Women, are you being blessed? Praise God. Matthew 27 verse 19. Write that down. But let's read Genesis 20 and verse